You can do your own visualization to prove this fact to yourself. See yourself sitting on a train moving down the tracks. You look out the window and notice that a second train is traveling beside you on a second, parallel track. This second train isn't moving forward, however, so according to your eyes, it must be standing still. But your eyes are lying, since in reality, your train and the second train are moving at the same speed relative to the platform. Mentally, we all adjust to the lies our senses tell us. We adjust to the lie that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. As a fire truck whizzes past, its siren rises in pitch as it approaches and decreases in pitch as it races off into the distance. But mentally, we know that the siren sound hasn't changed. The rising and falling was a lie told by our ears. Each sense is equally unreliable. If you tell someone that you are about to stick their hand into a bucket of scalding water, but instead you plunge the hand into ice water, most people will cry out as if the water was hot. A mental expectation causes the sense of touch to deliver a false picture of reality. So the relationship between what you think and what you see works two ways. Your mind can misinterpret what you see, or your eyes can tell your mind a false story. We're reminded of an incident that happened to an acquaintance. When he came home from work, his wife told him that there was a huge spider in the bathtub and begged him to get rid of it. He marched upstairs and pulled the shower curtain back. From downstairs, his wife heard him shriek when he saw what he thought was the world's hugest spider. But in fact, it being April Fool's Day, she had put a live lobster in the bathtub. If the mind can fool the senses, and the senses can fool the mind, reality becomes suddenly less substantial. How can we rely on an external reality if it's affected by how we are moving or what gravitational field we are immersed in? Einstein did more, perhaps, than anyone else before the advent of quantum mechanics to contribute to the queasy feeling that nothing is as it seems. Take this quotation from him about time. "I have realized that the past and future are real illusions, that they exist in the present, which is what there is and all there is." It's hard to imagine a more radical statement, and Einstein himself was uncomfortable with how unreliable our acceptance of the everyday world actually is. After all, to accept that the past and the future are illusions would disrupt a world that runs on the assumption that the passage of time is totally real.